SBS हिंदी।
दोस्तों आइए आज मिलते हैं मेडिकल सोनोग्राफर बिंदी राजा से, जिन्होंने फीटल एब्नॉर्मैलिटीज यानी भ्रूण संबंधी असामान्यताओं को और अच्छे से पहचाना जा सके इस क्षेत्र में शोध किया है। हमने सबसे पहले बिंदी राजा से ये पूछा कि फिलहाल क्या स्थिति है और ये नई तकनीक जिस पर शोध हो रहा है वो उससे कैसे अलग होगी।
The current process is whereby the patient goes in for their obstetric scan, so their pregnancy scan, and a qualified sonographer will use their knowledge and expertise to scan over different parts of the baby to see if there's any anatomical problems. However, on the other hand, the developing technology applies machine learning to the current processes to assist sonographers to better detect these fetal abnormalities. Particularly, statistics have shown that 39% of abnormalities are missed on routine ultrasound scans, which is huge when you think about it. So, of course, everyone has their limitations and nothing can remove the possibility of human error. So the technology seeks to provide an additional layer to support the sonographers and assist them in finding abnormalities that might be routinely missed, might be rare or hard to detect. So ultrasound itself, that focuses on the physical structures and any variations of this from what is considered normal. I currently see no limitations in applying machine learning to detect almost any abnormality. For instance, we already know that there are companies out there that are using machine learning and thyroid ultrasound images to help differentiate between normal thyroid nodules and those which are cancerous. So I think it's only a matter of time before we'll be able to apply the same using baby images of normal and abnormal and applying them to machine learning to better detect.
Bindi Raja ne hame ye bhi bataya ki prarambhik star par is technique ka istemal bhroon hriday par kendrit kiya ja sakta hai.
At this stage, I think the primary focus is around the fetal heart. The fetal heart is a real concern and sonographers are generally quite concerned about missing abnormalities in the fetal heart. So the primary focus would be around that region to begin with, but I believe it'll expand out to the fetal brain, limbs, torso, and eventually the entire baby. So I think it's only a matter of time, but at the beginning, I'm sure that they'll start at the fetal heart.
वहीं बिंदी राजा ने मशीन लर्निंग के बारे में हमें और जानकारी देते हुए कहा,
So the concept, as it's still under scientific trial and processes, is using machine learning to help find these abnormalities. In essence, this means that we're going to create a program, teach it how to detect the difference between normal and abnormal. This is done by consistently feeding it thousands of normal images and thousands of abnormal images for it to eventually learn the difference. Due to the variability in imaging, scanning, and quality based on the sonographers, this is definitely a bit of a challenge, but we already know that they're applying these principles to CT scanners and MRI. So I believe it'll only be a matter of time before they can also apply it to ultrasound.
वहीं हमने बिंदी राजा से पूछा कि इस नई तकनीक की सही होने की संभावना कितनी हो सकती है।
I believe it's going to be used to assist sonographers. Even if machines are eventually able to completely conduct the scans autonomously, there is one thing that I believe machines will never have, and that is the element of human interaction and touch, especially when it comes to baby scans, and parents and grandparents and families are so emotional around this. So although I do believe that machines might be able to eventually replace sonographers, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. Also, to answer your question around the accuracy, that's a really good question because I believe that it would be great to have 99% accuracy rate, but only the final product, once it's gone through the clinical trials, will be able to really determine what the final accuracy rate will be. At the end of the day, as long as the technology can provide consistency for all scans, no matter who the sonographer is, and the system in better detecting abnormalities, it'll be a win across the board.
हमने बिंदी राजा से ये भी पूछा कि ये तकनीक संभवतः कितने समय में उपलब्ध होगी?
Great question. I guess it would be like asking how long is a piece of string. I know there are a range of companies out there that are trying to solve this problem. So it really comes down to the company itself and who will be able to find the most efficient, effective, and accurate solution for this problem. However, if you personally ask me, I think we're at least 3 to 5 years away before this technology might be ready, and a few more years on top of that before it even hits mainstream. But with the way technology is running, it could be sooner than that. So it'll be interesting to see how it develops.
हमने बिंदी राजा से ये भी पूछा कि ये तकनीक क्यों महत्वपूर्ण है।
I think it's going to be revolutionary. I think that considering that ultrasound is currently very operator dependent, so it's based on their education, their training, their expertise and their knowledge, by providing this technology, it'll provide consistency throughout the board. Currently, you can go to one clinic and get one type of scan, and then go to another clinic and another sonographer will provide a different sort of scan. That's no bearing on either sonographer, but to bring consistency across the board also provides confidence in the sonographers. It gives them comfort that they're doing the best scan possible, and that they also have a safety net that if they happen to miss something because it's a very tiny abnormality, that there is something supporting them along this process. So I think that if this technology and when this technology is released, it will be a it'll have a profound impact on the radiology department as a whole.
वहीं बिंदी राजा से हमने भ्रूण संबंधी 3D प्रिंटिंग के बारे में भी पूछा.
So 3D printing is totally different. The machine learning is used as a tool to be able to assist the sonographers, whereas 3D printing has two parts. It's currently being used in hospitals to educate doctors and technicians around abnormalities, but it's also being used as a gift. So parents are able to use their 3D scans of their baby and get them 3D printed. Now, not everywhere provides this. It's actually very limited places, but there are places which can take your 20-week 3D ultrasound image and 3D print them for safekeeping and for you to enjoy. But on the other hand, there is a lot of 3D printing happening to educate a lot of people around the abnormalities that can happen and help extend their expertise and their skill sets.
आपके विचार हमें बताएं. SBS हिंदी को Facebook पर लाइक करें और @SBS हिंदी को Twitter पर फॉलो करें.